Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And this is a beautiful time of year to think about where you're going and what you want to do, and honoring yourself and appreciating your gifts. And I've watched a lot of you in this community who are extremely gifted. You know that you have something beautiful to offer. I've watched you joyfully go into your vision and really get excited about it, only to, at the end of that vision, go back into the position that you've been in for a while now and kind of lock that creative genius or that creative spirit, kind of put it back into lockdown, back into the cell where you had it. I just have experienced in life that early on, we're very free-flowing. We're creating. We're thinking about what we want. We don't stop that thinking. We don't have a lot of people in our early life telling us, you can't do that, you can't be that. But as we get older, people who love us often give us kind of a more practical version of guidance, and it's from their experience, and it starts to become a limiting factor in our lives. So you tell someone you're really excited about an idea, and they may tell you, how are you going to do that, or that's impossible. And you start to get little voices within yourself that respond to you in that way as well, to the point where when we become adults, we have more and more little barriers to deal with. We're not as, I want to say, pure. Children are so pure in their vision of where they're going, and they're confident in it. They believe it. I watched a little boy one time who was probably 4 sit in the back seat of a car, and he had one of his toy cars up to the level of his eyes, and he was making the sound of a car. I had no doubt that this boy was inside that car and he was doing some stunt driving on the road next to our car. It was fabulous. We have that. We have that natural flow of confidence, and at some point it often gets knocked over. And if we don't do something about it, we just become smaller and smaller. So back to seeing you as a community, I just see greatness in people. It's one of my gifts. I see people and I see their possibilities. And it's super exciting for me to be able to meet each person that I come across on a daily basis and feel for their energy and feel for what their possibilities are. So when you tell me of your dreams, I don't have resistance to those dreams. And I like to help you release it. As I got older, if I back up a hair, when I was younger, I wanted to be really early on. My mom had saved a piece of paper where I had drawn a picture and wrote that I wanted to be an artist, a mother, and a teacher. And at some point in my adult life, while I was a teacher, a student asked me, what did you want to be when you grew up? And I stopped and I was a little dumbfounded, and I realized, I told her I wanted to be a teacher, a mother, and an artist. And I was those three things at the time. I said, I'm living exactly right now, exactly what I set out to live. Well, that was wonderful. But then your spirit keeps wanting more and your being keeps wanting to grow, and you continue to be curious about what's possible. And if you don't make a new size vision for yourself, if you don't make more room for yourself to grow, then you're stuck in the thing that you decided when you were a little kid. And this goes for negative beliefs too, beliefs that aren't empowering. You could have been told over and over, as I was, how are you going to make a living at that? What are you going to do? That's great, you're great at that, but what are you going to do for a career? And you can start to get all sorts of little voices in your head that are repeating the things that somebody said to you that aren't empowering. And you can start getting tentative, fearful, nervous, to the point where you don't even have a space to move frontwards or backwards. You're locked right where you are, and it's a very unpleasant place to be. knowing that you have an exciting vision, an exciting idea, and you're not pursuing it, I don't know about you, but for me, it creates a pain. Just think about that for a moment. Where is that pain when you're really excited about trying something and then another part of you has put the cuffs on or confined you to your room because you're getting too crazy? So one of the things I really do to help myself is a lot of the things that I'm interested in embarking on, nobody around me has done those things. So I reach out into a broader community and I associate myself with coaching or with mentors or with friends that I meet who are also pursuing a larger life. And we become a team on some level where, when I'm locked in and I'm stuck, I have other people around me that are experiencing the same thing. I don't just quit, or I don't come up against the resistance and let it take me out of the game. There are all sorts of different reasons why we don't do what we would like to do. And if you find yourself in this position over and over, you've got some things to unlock, and they're kind of sneaky. I have never stopped seeking out expansion. And I know from my experience that we're never done expanding, and thankfully so. Why would you want to get to a point in your life where all of a sudden you're done growing? You might as well die at that moment. You might as well be taken out at that moment. It's in the growth and expansion where the real excitement in life is, and the youth. Some people will say, I can't believe you're this age. And I say, every time I learn something, I get a little bit younger. That's why. Learning is so exciting. It lets you know that you're really so young. You have so much to learn. You have so little that you actually know. And there's so much possibility waiting for you. So in the spirit of this long story and conversation, I have seen a number of you wanting the coaching. Knowing that you need a hand, you need someone to reach out and help you forward. And so I've designed something specifically for those of you who are at that point. Maybe you're not ready for a whole year of coaching, or you're wondering what that coaching would look like or how that would go, and you're not sure about investing the kind of money in a whole year program. You're just not ready to take that step that would really catapult you forward. And so for those of you who are in this position, I've designed an 8-week class called the 8-Week Shift. It's going to be live online coaching for 8 weeks, 8 sessions. And this is normally around $2,000. I don't even do this normally. It's not something that I offer. I have offered before. It's specifically tailored for those of you who want to get started and you have been scared to. And you say it's the money, or you say you don't have time, or you say you make up lots of reasons why. And on one hand, you're telling me the time is now because you don't want to waste any more time. You don't want to spend another 5 years struggling with yourself, keeping yourself from enjoyment, putting yourself in lockdown, or giving yourself a 5-year timeout. You're tired of it. So if that's you, I want you to dig in and dig deep. And it's not that deep, because it's a great gift on my part. I'm gifting you about 2/3 of the cost of this coaching and giving you an opportunity that I don't give normally as a gateway for you to make some movement in your life. So I'm encouraging you to give yourself the gift of stepping into some coaching before the end of this year, so you can end this year with momentum and go into next year. The coaching will start in December and it will go through January, and it's designed to move you. So click on the email here that I've connected this to, or click on the link that I've put into this post and check it out. You can see what's there and you can enroll yourself and get a great deal on something that's normally around right around $2,000, and I'm going to offer it for $697. my gift to you to gift yourself a key to get out of the doghouse that you've put yourself in, like that you've shamed yourself for wanting more, for being the creative, curious being that you were born to be. So let's give yourself the gift of stepping into your unique greatness. No one else can really understand where you're going. You are a unique person that is here to serve, expand, explore, create something that's unique to you. And I'm here to help you. So that's my gift to you. You can jump in, and I'll be looking forward to serving you on the highest level and seeing the smiles on your face and the excitement, feeling the excitement within you as you step out of where you are and into the next part of your incarnation as an incredible being of the universe.